once again, friends in Christ and members of Bethlehem Lutheran. As we are gathering now for this unprecedented event, we do so remembering that the word of the Lord endures forever. So we're going to bring God's word to you wherever you are, wherever you may be found during the viewing of this video. With that in mind, we'll continue on in this Lenten journey. The past few weeks, when we have been gathering for worship, we've been undergoing a devotional look at the most important prayer a Christian can pray, the Lord's Prayer. It's the prayer our Lord taught us. So we're going to gather once more on one more petition of the Lord's Prayer for our theme for the service. And for the current event of this past week, it's very fitting. We're going to understand a little bit more about "Give us this day our daily bread." We're going to hear about that in our worship as we continue. But once more, remember that wherever you are, wherever you're coming from, you can do that you haven't been doing already, that can make God love or accept you any more than he does right now. Because we are saved by his grace alone. Equally, there isn't anything that you have done or will do or can even do that can make God love or accept you any less than he does. Because we are his baptized children of God. With that in mind, we begin with the same word over us in our worship that was spoken over us in baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we gather, notice the priority of this Lord's Prayer as we've been praying so far. We pray for thy name to be hallowed, thy kingdom to come, thy will be done. First comes God's name, his kingdom, and his will. And only after that comes now a prayer for our need. You see, if you don't get that priority straight, you'll never have power in your prayer. God is not our heavenly bellhop, running around to meet our needs. Prayer is not the way man or woman gets their will done in heaven. Instead, prayer is the way that God gets his will done on earth. You must pray thy will before you pray our bread. And so we give God first place in our life. As we gather together, we remember that we need to always confess our need and dependence upon God. And so we join together hungry to be nourished by the food that he offers us. We pray, God of sustenance, give us this day our daily bread. As you care for the wheat fields that turn into bread, and tend our bodies, Lord, by feeding us what we need for healthy growth. God of abundance, give us this day our daily bread. The rich fields of people in our community that you have prepared are now ready to be harvested by our hands and our hearts to bring them to faith. Holy Spirit, come, give us this day our daily bread. And so confident in his steadfast, enduring love, let us confess our sins to the Lord our God. O God, you are only as far away as the sound that our whispers will travel. Lord, yet we so often struggle to speak with you intimately. We make small talk, something for gentle breezes and low humidity. Though we may be grateful, we know that chatting about the weather is something we do with casual acquaintances and even strangers. And so we pray, hear us for our purposeful prayers. Forgive us when we are shallow, seeking a quick blessing or a fast favor from you without being willing to invest fully in a trusting, committed relationship with you. Forgive us when we are one-sided, asking always for mercy and compassion, but not returning the same. Hear us, our purposeful prayers. Forgive us when we approach you for begging for guidance and direction, but then neglect to follow your instructions. Forgive us when we cry out with our pressing questions, but then stop listening for your answers. May we have another chance to appreciate the fullness of your love. May we try once again to shed our self-interest and find joy in serving your interests. Hear our purposeful prayers. Amen. In the mercy of our Lord God, we are redeemed by Jesus Christ, and in him we are fully and freely forgiven. Since he alone is our refuge and fortress, we find peace in the forgiveness earned for all people by Jesus' death and resurrection. Therefore, as your pastor, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. O Lord God, in your Son Jesus, you taught us how to pray, and you reminded us when to pray. Help us always remember that we can talk to you for all our needs. Help us remember that we can talk to you for all the needs we know others have. But especially, Lord, help us remember that we can talk to you to praise you for providing all our needs. Help us look to you first, realizing that we have nothing outside of you. All this we pray through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. For our worship, we continue this particular lesson, always remembering the place in Scripture that our Lord taught us to pray. We consider for our devotional message, Matthew chapter 6. Jesus tells her, "You must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Once more, we're praying this prayer of the Passion. We are in this time of our Lord's Passion, his suffering, as we remember his journey to the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And so we remember how we intimately can connect to our Lord through prayer, namely the Lord's particular petition: give us this day our daily bread. I think now more than ever we realize how greatly we need God, how greatly we need each other. And even though we pray for daily bread, sometimes we're praying simply for toilet paper. It could be for hand sanitizer. We might be praying, "Lord, give me some time away from my kids who are now mysteriously here and home with me all the time." And we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And once more, we can pray this realizing that we're praying from home. And speaking of our homes, I think if you look at all the rooms of a home, all the rooms of a house, they all have different purposes. They all have different things that they're meant for. You can think of the Lord's Prayer as a home. And each petition of the prayer has a room in our home with God. But when we talk about daily bread, I think of all the homes in a house that you can think about, it's the living room that we talk about when we talk about daily bread. With that in mind, I want to share some words from a favorite author of mine. A lot of you have read some of his material. He's not necessarily Lutheran in faith, but he gives a lot of words of wisdom for grace for our moments. And he speaks here, author Max Lucado, The Great House of God. And reading from this, he's talking about the family room. We are much like Ruth and Verena Cady. Since their birth in 1984, they have shared much. A bed, a room, and toys. They've shared meals and stories and TV shows and birthdays. They shared the same womb before they were born and the same room after they were born. But they bond between each other even deeper. They share more than toys and treats. They share the same heart as conjoined twins. Their bodies, you see, are fused together at the sternum, all the way to their waist. Though they have separate nervous systems and distinct personalities, they are sustained by the same singular three-chambered heart. Neither could survive without the other. Since separation is not an option, cooperation becomes an obligation. They have learned to take walking, for example. Their mother assumed they would take turns walking forward or backwards. It made sense to her that they would alternate, one facing the front and the other the back. The girls had a better idea. They learned to walk sideways, almost like dancing. And they dance in the same direction. They've learned to make up for each other's weaknesses. Verena loves to eat, but Ruthie finds sitting at the table too dull. Ruthie may eat only a half a cup of fruit a day. No problem. But her sister will eat enough for both. It's not unusual for her to have three bowls of cereal, two yogurts, two pieces of toast for breakfast. Ruthie tends to get restless while her sister eats and has been known to throw a boil. This could lead to discipline for her, but also has consequences for her sister, joined right next to her. When one has to sit in the corner, so does the other. The innocent party doesn't complain. Both learned early that they are stuck together for the good and the bad, which is just one of the many lessons that these girls can teach those of us who live in God's great house. Don't we share the same kitchen? Aren't we covered by the same roof and protected by the same walls? Don't we sleep in the same bed, but we sleep under the same sky? We aren't sharing one heart. But then again, maybe we are. For don't we share the same hope for eternity? The same hurt from rejection? Like the Cady twins, don't we have the same father? We don't pray to my father, or ask for my daily bread, or ask God to forgive my sins. In God's house, we speak the language of plurality. Our Father, our daily bread, our debts, our debtors. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us. The abundance of plural pronouns escorts us into one of the most colorful rooms in the house, the family room. I don't know about you, but this is a pretty important lesson for us today that we are in this together. If you look around, we only have so many. We have the same things to check out at the grocery store. Some will hoard, some will have none. You and I share the same prayers, the same needs, the same stresses, the same worries. And you and I, all of us, still share in the same prayer. Lord, give us what I daily need for today. Not anymore, but certainly not any less. And this is an important prayer because we realize that we need God. We can't get through anything by ourselves. But even more than that, we can trust that God will provide. God will see us through each and every hurdle of life, whether that's from a sickness or maybe even something even more dire, things with more consequences. You see, in this period of Lent, we are being remorseful for our sins, but we're celebrating that there is still Easter to come. God has defeated death. God has defeated the powers of evil or sickness in this world. We have a God that is already alive and well, not wringing his hands in worry for what's going on in your life, but looking upon this world and still smiling, looking upon you, still knowing that you are his. So we pray, give us today our daily bread, knowing that he does. It may not be bread, but we know that we may not live on bread alone, but every word from the word of the Lord. So continue to ground yourself in God's word, in your families, in your homes, and here, even in distance, in your church. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses faith, to life everlasting. Amen.